Although I didn't know the five police officers were killed, or the seven who were wounded in Dallas this week, I really did know them. They were the folks I grew up with. The boy with the most courage, the most compassion. The man with the brave heart and the generous soul whose words were always encouraging. And the son who made his mom proud every time he turned and smiled at her. And the friend you knew you could count on, the guy who always had your back. Being a cop isn't what they did, it was who they were. Like every officer who joins for essentially the same reason. There's something about them that made them think they could help, that they should serve, that they had a duty. So when an assassin's bullet targeted the police force in Dallas, it touched the soul of the nation. Those killed and wounded were protecting the safety of those who were peacefully protesting against racial injustice in the criminal justice system. Those who were marching against the kind of shocking images we saw in St. Paul and Baton Rouge and have seen so often elsewhere of too many black lives lost. I believe the Dallas Police Department is one of the finest in the nation, and this incredibly diverse city, I believe, will be able to bridge the divide here. To paraphrase Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings, let us use our words carefully. Let us act with unity and not division. As the Dallas Police Chief David Brown, one of the leading chiefs in America, said, quote, there are no words to describe the atrocity that occurred to our city. All I know is this must stop, this divisiveness between our police and our citizens. As Americans, we're wounded by all of these deaths. It's on all of us to stand up, to speak out about the disparities in our criminal justice system, just as it is on all of us to stand up for the police who protect our communities every single day. In these days and weeks ahead, we're going to continue to offer our thoughts and prayers and provide comfort to the brokenhearted families. But they'll only be redeemed by the courage of our actions that honor their memories. This violence has to stop. It's not normal. It's not who we are. So at this time of testing, we can't be pulled apart. We are Americans with bonds that hold us together. We endure, we overcome, and we stand together.